USA Radio News.
Today, Speaker of the House Paul Ryan held his weekly press conference. The speaker was asked about President Trump's news conference with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
I understand the desire and the need to have good relations. That's perfectly reasonable. But Russia is a menacing government that does not share our interests, and it does not share our values. And I think that should be made very, very clear.
President Trump sat down with Fox News host Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson. With Carlson, one thing he addressed was the border problem.
The Democrats want open borders, which is basically saying we want open borders, we want crime.
Why do you think they want that?
Maybe it's a political philosophy that they grew up with. Maybe they learned it at school. Maybe they're fools. I don't know.
A short time ago at the White House, President Trump did say that he accepts our intelligence community's conclusion that meddling did take place in the 2016 presidential election. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
Ford is the latest car maker to reach an airbag settlement with the feds. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Ford owners will share $299 million the carmaker will pay to settle federal lawsuits over faulty Takata airbags. Ford agreed to the settlement filed in Miami federal court. The money's to reimburse owners for their expenses waiting for fixes to their cars and for loaner vehicles for vehicles that can't be driven until the airbags are replaced. Toyota, BMW, Mazda, Subaru, and Nissan have all previously reached similar settlements over those airbags.
The Trump administration said it's pushing to let consumers purchase more medicines without a prescription, arguing that better labeling and processes that let patients self-select drugs can work safely. FDA Administrator Scott Gottlieb said expanding over-the-counter drugs will likely drive down the cost and empower consumers by giving them more choices. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our beer. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Bill Browder is the CEO of Hermitage Capital and an anti-Kremlin activist. Now, he found himself a prime target of Russian President Vladimir Putin yesterday. Putin said he would facilitate an interview with the 12 Russian intelligence officers indicted by Special Counsel Robert Mueller in exchange for questioning of Bill Browder. Here's exactly what Putin said yesterday.
We can bring up Mr. Browder in this particular case. Business associates of Mr. Browder have earned over $1.5 billion in Russia. They never paid any taxes, neither in Russia nor in the United States. And yet the money escaped the country. They were transferred to the United States.
Browder was asked on Fox Business what it was like to be called out by the Russian president.
Well, first of all, I wasn't watching the press conference, but all of a sudden my phone started burning up with messages. And when I saw what he said, my first reaction was that, wow, I've really gotten underneath Vladimir Putin's skin. The Magnitsky Act, this legislation to punish Putin cronies for the murder of my lawyer and other human rights violations, has really upset Vladimir Putin, so much so that he's ready to make it a primary topic in a summit with the most important and powerful man in the free world.
That audio, courtesy of Fox Business, and Browder has long been a thorn in Putin's side. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.